Dalad Nisan, Tuesday the 24th of March, Rabbi Shraga Kalus, cleaning for Pesach and other inyonim.
Derek Klal, around this time of year, there's one job that men get, right? And of course, the ladies, they're doing their job. They do everything out of sight. We'll see in a moment, maybe, if they do it out of sight. And I'm not going to say Khalil too much, but if they're doing even more than what the Shulchan Aruch requires. It's interesting. It says in the Medrash, Shomer mitzvah le'yeda davarah. Shomer mitzvah le'yeda davarah. So the Pashim Shalish, Shomer mitzvah le'yeda davarah. A person will have the schus and the schooler from a mitzvah that they won't know anything, they won't know any tragedy. Shomer mitzvah le'yeda davarah. But the Medrash brings down that Esther Malka, Shas, the terrible Gzeira, she didn't know what was going on. Bichlal, she had no idea that there was a gzeira in Taketz Mukhachazay. Afterwards, she asked Mordechai, "What's going on? How's he dressing like this, etc." She didn't know that there was a tragedy taking place. She didn't know there was a gzeira against the Eden. So the Medrash says, "Why? What was the mitzvah that she was Isaacing?" So the Medrash says she was cleaning for Pesach. It was Yud Gimel, it was Yud Dalit, it was Tesvav. It's a ganze palace for Pesach. It's a ganze dal. The Shoyim mitzvah liyeta dafra. But it's interesting that the men around this time of year they get one job. And right away with that job, they're trying to get out of the job. What's that? Clean the svarim. Okay, you just stay out of the kitchen, stay out of the dust, right? Clean the svarim. And right away, I'm going to Allah hatayim. Right? What's that hatayim? I want to go just for a moment. I want to try and take a few topics. I think that you could take Ellis, and for these in Yonah, for these years, the person should have a lot of ideas in his mind. When he walks through the day, he should think about this, he should know about this. We'll try and get through as many as we can, different things. We'll go through that shiloh first. You have to clean the svarim for plants. You have to clean the svarim. So this, of course, again, we could be Mayrich on these in Yad, and we'll say very bekitzer. There's two issues that are taking place over here whenever we're cleaning for chametz. You find in the Paiskim, there's two major parshas what we're dealing with. One parsha is Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, the isser of ownership of chametz. And there's an isser to own chametz, everyone knows. It's an isser chamer, it's an isser deraisa, might be two isserim. And we also know that in all of Ilchis, all of the Ilchis of Macholis, Asuris, and whatnot, if a person eats Chazer, Chalilo, that's an Issa Deraisa, even if he eats less than a Kazayas. If he eats one dot of Chazer, that's an Issa Deraisa, based on the concept of Chati Shira Satoya. Which, Mela, comes out that L'chaira, ownership of Chametz is an Issa Deraisa of a Lav when he has a Kazayas of Chametz. But if he has one dot of Chametz, so L'chaira, it should be a Chati Shira Satoya. Even if he has one crumb of Chametz, the ownership itself, that should be one issue. We'll get to in a moment. That's one issue. So maybe if there would be a crumb in a sefer, so then we have a problem of ownership of chametz. There's another problem, which is a practical problem. The practical problem is simply that we can't eat chametz, and one dat of chametz is not bottle. Chametz is not bottle afilu be'elef, at least on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, chametz is not a bottle, but on Pesach itself, chametz is not bottle afilu be'elef. So maybe we have another problem. You have to make sure that even if I don't have, we'll find a way in a moment, that even if ownership of this type of chametz for whatever reason is not a problem, but I have to make sure it doesn't fall into my chicken soup. So for example, let's say in a moment we would say that svarim, taka, there's no din to be baidik for svarim, to check for svarim, to get rid of that chametz, for whatever reason. But to take that sefer to the table, and now on inside there's a crumb, and then you're sitting at the table, and it's like, well, the Chiddush you remembered in the middle of the Haggadah, something in Chelek Hei Mishnebrua that you learned over your breakfast every single morning, and there's a nice crumb over there, on top of the Mishnebrua, and then you're sitting there with the chicken soup, and it doesn't Gebrox, Rabbi Yisai. That's it. I don't know. Those that don't eat Gebrox, it's almost as bad as Gebrox. Almost as bad as Gebrox. It's almost as egg fairless, but it's Taker. And that says an interesting lashon of the girl. It's a very interesting lashon. The goyim, it says that the goyim, they want to know what was the din. You buy the svarim, you not buy the svarim. So the goyim said, they're going to the Maaser Rav. I don't remember where it was, but it's easy to find in the Maaser Rav. You just go to the Seder Pesach, I think it was Kufayin Ches, but he goes in Seder Meadim. He says over there, the goyim buy the svarim sheshtamish b'shas asuda. A goyim bodak asvarim sheshtamish b'shas asuda. He checked the svarim that he used b'shas asuda. So there's two ways to read this girl. There's two ways to read this girl. I went to two different shiurim about 10 years ago, and one magachir read the goyim one way. One magachir, so I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. There's two ways to read the girl. Doesn't mean that the goyim before Pesach, he checked all the svarim that he had been mishtamish with, b'shas asuda. that went out during the year. He had Svarim, so he would hold, you would see from here, that you have to check the Svarim for Chametz, because you can't have ownership of Chametz, even a dot of Chametz, and that would be a problem of ownership, so he checked all of the Svarim before Pesach. That's one way to learn the girl. And then that would come out of Chumrah, and then that would be a girl. Then we wouldn't be able to sit around listening to Shiurim. We have to go home, and we have to start cleaning for Chametz in the Svarim. That's another way to read the girl. He checked the Svarim, Sheshtamish B'Shas HaSuda, the ones that he will be using during Pesach at the table. So those Svarim he checked, because he didn't want a little piece of Gerok Noch to fall inside of his soup. He didn't want a piece of a Chametz to fall inside his soup. To feed that, it would come out a tremendous Kula in the Gerok. What the Gerok is saying is you don't have to check Svarim. You don't really have to check Svarim. You just have to have brain. You have to have Seichel. Right? They say that the Rosh Hashanah used to say, it's not the fifth chelik from Shulchan Aruch. It's not the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch brain. It's the first chelik of Shulchan Aruch. You have to have brain. Some of Melo, he has to have brain, and he has to make sure if he's bringing Svarim to the table, that there's nothing inside of it. No. So Halacha L'Maisa, it's a big machlaikas. I'm going to say the last achrayim that are involved in this machlaikas, even though it goes way, way far back, it goes back to the Prichadish and Chayodam, and far, far back. But the last ones that became the ikka shame in the veld of who this machlaikas is Rav Moshe and the Chazayin Ish. Maisha has a truth about this, Aleph Kuf Kuf Hei, and the Chazanish has about this, and it's a split machlekes. But Maisha says that there's no din of checking for crumbs. We're not checking for crumbs. Why not? The Chayra, okay, of course, that second halacha, you have to worry about, you have to make sure, mashal, in the kitchen, in the fridge, the Indian that were cleaning the fridge, that your wives are cleaning the fridge, and that you're helping, and whatnot, and the closets, there, maybe we don't care about the crumb. We said the ownership of the crumb, but that's where the food is. So then we're cleaning, like mentioned, as I understand. You have to make sure that there can't be chametz that can fall into my food. So that's the second din. But that's Rav Moshe, the other din of making sure that crumbs and things like that, that's Rav Moshe said, there's no din from Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotzeh. No. I can explain this in two ways. I just want to make it bekitzer. One idea over here is very simple, that anything, when it comes to Erev Pesach already, the concept that we can own chametz is a chiddush. It's chametz is asav banah. The Torah puts it into our rishus. The question is, what type of chametz does the Torah put into our rishus? The Torah is not going to put into our rishus a chametz that has zero value and zero chshivas, and that in our minds is totally hufker. It's totally makir. The Torah puts back into our rishus, that's what we are machshiv. So memela, even without bittul, we do bittul. Just the Rabbanan says you can't be saimach on bittul. But even without bittul, says Rav Moshe, that the etzem fact that by you the chametz are is batul memela. They're about to on their own. It says, Rav Moshe, the Torah never puts it back into your shoes. So therefore, when you have crumbs, anything that you are misyaches to, that you look at and you see dirt, you don't see food. You see dirt, you don't see anything chashiv. Then the Torah never put it back into your shoes. It says, Rav Moshe, maybe you'll come to eat it. So Rav Moshe says, well, that's all the mitzias. Says Rav Moshe, if you have a crouton, you know, they have these yellow ones, the little shkedi marak. They have those little tiny yellow things. It says, look, that's a whole cheftza. That's a whole chetza. Avada, if you have one of those, doesn't matter how small it is, but people look at it like it's a food, a Cheerio. Right? You have a little tiny thing, but it doesn't matter. That taki you would have on that, Shemi Avalaicha, I got news for you. You would maybe have the Valyura too, a Chatishir. Maybe. Because it's something that you can't say it's dirt. Right? But since Ramesh, that's how you're mafra. That's the definition. If it's something that's a crumb that in our, you know, the way we look at a crumb, we see a piece of dirt. So once you see dirt, the Torah didn't put it back into your Rishus. And you're also not going to come to eat it. So therefore, you don't have to check for that. The nafkamina is that, look, in the Svarim, I don't think that you're going to find in there a Cheerio. I don't think you're going to find in there a Gantz Shkede Mark. I don't think, if he was Zaycha to fall in between the pages when you close the Sefer, so then he didn't make it. He's in there. So what do you have there? You have a crumb. Elamai, you make sure you don't take the Sefer to the table on Pesach. That's the sheet of the guy, Rav Moshe. No, Rav Moshe is not Rav Moshe. It could be same Rav Moshe. Maybe Shatz Vatrak, maybe Shalai Bishatz Vatrak. The only Nakud there comes out of Rav Moshe. Some everyone knows that the Arizal, the Zahiris that a lot of people have because of the Arizal, to not have even a Mashu of Chametz, Stama, even a Kurd Rav Moshe, don't have that. There is some in Yisrael that is Mavur and all the Paiskim to get rid of even that. That's the sheet of the guy, Rav Moshe. The Chazanish argued, now I say the Chazanish, you should know, this is a far-reaching machlekes. If you go, keep going back and back and back, it seems to be the Chayodim was like this, it seems to be the Bichash like this, if you look good in the Mishnah Berurah in three different places, it seems to be the Mishnah Berurah is like this. Mishnah Berurah is tough man based, he thought, and tough test vav. Mishnah Berurah, a few places, Mishnah Berurah seems to go with this. What's the Shita? They hold, no, we don't differentiate this crumb, that crumb. No, Maisa, if there's a concept of Chatishir, and there's a concept of you're going to tell me this crumb, yeah, and this crumb, no, we don't mechalik. I can't go in other safe to the London, but we don't mechalik. And any crumb, there's either a problem of Bagira, or there's a problem of ownership.
Okay.
Of you'll come to eat it. But, says the Mishabura, and this is the diyuk, this is the implication that you see from the Mishabura Shita, says the Mishabura, that's all if you have a crumb that's not metunif ksas. That's not a little bit shmutzik. Now, listen closely. He doesn't say a crumb that's in a roi lachilas kelev and whatnot. I don't have a dog, but I don't know what dogs eat and what they do. And they don't. I have no idea. But I know that metunif ksas means if you have a crumb that's on the floor, for example, it fell on the floor, and it's, you know, it's not roi lachilas kelev at that point. Says the Mishabura, that crumb they didn't put back into your Rishos. Mishabura says a shocking statement. The Shulchan Aruch says a shocking statement. Imagine this, that stressful day, Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, you know, and you're worrying how you're going to eat, and you have like a special bag that you eat like this, and the food is going over, and then you're watching the kids you're not giving bread to, right? You guys are eating, you know, later, potatoes. Right? And you're sitting there, and then after the meal, the wife says, well, what do we do with all the crumbs? What do we do with all the crumbs now? So you say, don't worry. You take the tablecloth, you go like this, and sprinkle it all over the floor. Right? Stomach is kind of stifushes at that point. Right? But the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, brings the Rosh. The Rosh says that's what you do. You take the crumbs, you put them on the floor. Now, right, I go right away, whenever I ask this question, whenever I say this, everyone asks me, crumbs on the floor? It's a kasha laniyas, and whatever. Don't know if it's a kasha. Maybe Erev Pesach, 2 seconds before this man beer, at that point, the crumbs have no chashivas. And since they have no chashivas bichlal, to the extent that it's not even over on Balyura, Balyumatse, so maybe it's not kosher laniyas. I don't know, maybe it's only on crumbs that shows that you don't appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam's hashpas and shefa, but maybe talk of those crumbs, which are, you know, oimid for destruction and beer. But what do I see in this Mishabur? In this Mishabur, in the Shulchan Aruch, you see in this Mishabur, in the Shulchan Aruch, a very important thing. I can take the crumbs, I can throw them on the floor, and now it's not called I own the crumbs anymore. Why not? Because again, the Mishnebura, the Chazadish, this Shita that's Machmir, they hold that a crumb that is edible technically, you might not eat it, doesn't matter to us, but it's edible technically, it's something that people could eat, there's nothing that's meis about, nothing disgusting about, so then such a thing, the Vada that could be Bali Rab, Bali Matze, a Vada that could be a Shamir Vali Aichloi at least, it could be, you know, he has a crumb, he's not thinking, he puts it in his mouth, but once it's in a matzav on the floor, we'll say it in this Nasech, then everyone agrees it's dirt. So what's the whole Machlaikis? Very small Machlaikis. Machlekes is that when you have crumbs, are crumbs, you have to get rid of those crumbs. So Ramesha says, any crumb you don't have to get rid of. Ramesha says, Mishnah says, a crumb that is mitonef, that is bam is dirt, that you have a hard time being machin if it's dirt or not, then you don't have to get rid of it. Aloha lemaisa. So it's a very big avoida. Now, if you have svarim, let's say a top shelf, a second shelf, or whatnot, and you know that nobody went there, and you're careful during the year, and you didn't bring svarim to the table, so it's a makam shein machnisim b'chametz. That goes without saying. You don't have to check there, of course. That's no shayla in the world. You don't have to be chayshish. And I don't think you have to be chayshish. That maybe once in the... I saw one sefer, he says, well, just like in the Mishnah Psachim, it says that that the shamish, he goes to the wine cellar, and in the middle of the meal, he goes once in a blue moon, even though he usually doesn't go to the wine cellar. Yeah, but so he said, well, once in a while, you never know. You have a good shayla in the chsam sefer in the middle of a meal, so you go over to the shelf, you take out, I don't know, maybe the Baal Mechaber of that sefer, maybe. But I don't know if you have to be chayshish with such a thing. If you know, but there are clouds, you're careful with svarim and whatnot. But then you have to, but let's say you have your chumash, you know, the chumash and the whatnot, you have a mishaburim, so these things come to the table. So this is this machlaikes. It's hard to be machri, of course. You know, it's a shayla that's karach with the harbe tircha. But I just tell you, a lot of the Magidei Shurim, they get up and they say like this. I don't like to be chaylik on the Magidei Shurim, but I'll just tell you what I think. They get up and they say like this. They say that, but that which people do is they take this farm and they open it up, that's garnished. Right? That's it for garnished. They just take this farm and they go like this, it's garnished. And they tell you why? They say because if you really have a crumb in there, it doesn't come out when you go like this. It's a nice way of showing everybody your farm. You put them out on the marpeta, and then, you know, on the porch, and everyone sees, this guy's got a nice farm. Put it out. They say it's garnished because if there's taker crumb in there and you want to be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah, the crumb didn't come out. That's what anytime I ever went to a shir, that's what I hear them say. I don't think it's true. I mean, I'm not big enough to be arguing on these people. I don't think it's true. Because, again, according to Ramesha, no shayla. You don't have to check for the crumb b'chal. But according to the Chzaynish, no, Rabbi said, what fell, when you go like this, does something fall out? No, so if there's something, epizachetze, falls out. Right? If there's something that doesn't fall out, right, it's such a minuscule dikadat, a little small something, if it didn't fall out by going like this, then it means it was mamish, it's wedged in there. It could be that something that's so wedged and so not misyachas to it, it could be that everyone agrees that's dirt. We're all trying to figure out what's dirt. Rav Moshe gave us that crumbs is dirt no matter what. A crumb is a dirt, that's it. You don't have to check for crumbs, just make sure it doesn't fall into your soup. But the other sheet to hold, that no, it's got to be really dirt. It's got to be on the floor, it's a din floor. It's a din on the floor, it's a din halachic floor, it's not a din on the floor. It's a din that when the crumb is in a matzav or where bechlal, it's dirt, it's something where bechlal not misyak is to, so then such a thing you don't have to check for. I would imagine if you opened up the sefer and you did even that much, then certainly your yaitze according to all the shittas. That's what I would think. L'chayim. So that's number one. That's like lagabe crumbs. Now, Grata, with this yisoy, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not going to tell your wives this. You know, I always, when I give shiurim, inevitably, a Pesach shiur is going to be more makel than what they're doing. Inevitably. Because they're doing without a cheshbon. So you're coming and telling them that obviously, if you're telling them what to do, then it's always going to be more makel. Right? So it's just the idea, I think, is very simple. If you tell a lady what she's mechuyev to clean, so then it takes away all the stress. That's what I think. You know, you tell a lady, now she can clean, out of soif, you know, but there's no stress now. It's a different type of, she knows, okay, so I have to do this. I'll give you an example. Right? My wife gives me the mixer to clean. Right? She gives me the mixer. You know, now, like I said, we're selling the mixer also. You know, we know the guy, right? This guy on Pesach, he's got Mamishkinainar al Kalim from the Eden. He got Mamishkinainar al Kalim. I look at the mixer. You know, what's in the mixer? This may be a piece of dough over there that you kind of get out and scrape out. So I tell my wife, you know, this is going to take a long time. This is a mixer. Look at this. You know, it's going to take, I'm coming back. I'm leaving tomorrow. I tell my wife, Thursday, mixer day. Like my son is always going to tell my wife, but Thursday's mixer, you give me the mixer on Thursday. Yeah? So what am I going to do? I'm going to take, you know those headbands, everybody say, everyone knows those headbands. I go into the room, I tell my wife, nobody should interrupt me now I'm with the mixer. Right? So I go in my room, I close the door, I have a little window she can sneak in from the back, so I close that too. Right? I sit there for 7 hours, what do? I learn. Now, but I have to come out with the mixer. So I come out, I take one of these, these sprays, these basic sprays, I spray around, I make sure that my hand touched every part. Once my hand touched every part of that mixer, that takes all of 18 seconds. Right? I move very fast, I talk fast, I move fast. But it takes all of 18 seconds, maybe 17, depends if it's easy. And then my hand has now touched every part of that mixer with a spray. So what's there? A crumb? That's metun of ksas. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no bayi rabbi matza. Now, if you decide to use that mixer on Pesach, please don't clean it the way I just said. Right? But I think that the things that I mentioned, I don't think that's selling it, yeah? Plus, you're selling it to the guy. I mean, the poor guy, Nebuch, he's got this mixer. He was expecting the shmaka crumbs and the metun of ksas. So that's that. If you give a lady that idea of Pesach cleaning, now she might not clean the mixer like that. Right? She might talk to spend 7 hours, but there's no stress. Doesn't need to be stressful that she should have to come away. Because then she knows, look, halacha, the part of most of the stress comes from she's nervous, she's curious. When she thinks chametz, she thinks curious. I don't want a chalila to take away the hergish, but I don't want them to have the hergish. You know, so that's the idea. Now, the maisa, that's, you go through Pesach cleaning, that's really what goes on. Clothing. Like I said, you take a shirt, any clothing, you put into a washing machine or anything, about any crumb that was in there is in turn of tzas, game over. That's it. You don't have to clean anymore. You take anything, you put it to a dry cleaner. It's sichem metun of ksas. Now, they always tell me that no, because the dry cleaner is the way it works. It's different. Everybody says, it's metun of ksas. That they're wrong about. It's still at least metun of ksas. Now, you want to know, if there a full regular inside your pocket, and that taka, you know, okay. So, and, you know, if you're holding by that, and maybe taka after before you put your stuff in the dry cleaners and whatnot, maybe kids things, you have to go like this. Okay, maybe. But the couch. So I think you all know the couch, right? That's that dreadful parsha every year. We know that there's stuff going on under the couch. We don't know how it got there, but we know there's stuff going on under the couch. So I get this shaila from this point until Pesach. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael now, so again, most of you here, I get different shailas. But when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, every day until Pesach, I'll be getting the shaila 10 times a day. Hasafa, safa, safa. Right? The language, the couch. What do I do with the couch? So, you know, I, the first year I was married, I didn't know. I didn't have a shaggy callus back then. I had a couch. What do I do? This is a full. Who knows? There's full bakery inside there. Right? So I put my hand in, and then I find out that the person, I think you all know this, the person who makes the couch, he has a staple gun and he's a crazy man. Right? And you know, everyone knows, I think. You put your hand in and you're going like this and you come out, you have 3 fingers. You know, the other side, you have 3, right? I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. So, you know, so I couldn't do it. So finally, I decided to, you know, belay sprayer, ace lasas. So I went to the bottom of the couch, I cut it out from underneath, right? And I showed my wife, you see? And we took it to a laboratory, we found that it was not good. They said it was a piece of sawdust. Right? But I disagree. The Shabbos did we have to do that? Now, for the next few years, it was not a problem. Very easy to clean the couch. Just open up, take out. Everything was very simple. But the Shabbos is, and that, now my wife won't let me do that with the gal. She actually doesn't let me pay clean anymore. But now, what's the Maisa? So it's very simple. Rabbi Zayin, is that chametz, whatever's inside there, is he chashiv? He's definitely not chashiv. Right? What could be in there? A full ragala? So the Pesukim say, even if there'd be a full ragala in there. But this, we could be saying on betel. When something is impossible to get to, or extremely difficult to get to, so that either number one, we don't need to be saimach on the bittel, because it's so not chashiv by you, it's called mapailis, or we have the bittel, we could be saimach on the bittel. Is there a shami yavali oichlai? Unless you're very brave. there's not a shami yavali oichlai. So the middle, you wouldn't even have to go in there. Now, if you're going to check in there, and the mashu chametz, and the arizal gizinta hate, and tavoy alechem brocha, I have to tell you what takes away stress. You have someone called me the other day, they have a dishwasher. And they know throughout the year, whatever, told me to move this dishwasher, takes him every single year. Everyone knows because sometimes it's exactly perfect with the tzura of the kitchen. He says to move that dishwasher. He tells me every year he finds that it's like, I keep using the example of Shkedi Maraka. I don't know why these characters, they manage to find their ways, but they do. It's Shkedi Maraka, it's the croutons, you find them always under. He told me every year he finds under there a full bakery of Shkedi Maraka and this and that and whatever. Right? So I thought, look, the Maisa. He told me it takes him, the Merdek Gazak, it takes him an hour, Sayyid. What's Sayyid? It takes him an hour and a half to get it out, right? And then he says, and to get it back in, it doesn't take him that long because he already broke it through the sides. But it takes an hour and a half to get this thing out and to move it back and front. He does it, right? He's not Mechayev. No Shaila in the world. He's not Mechayev too. If he wants to, isn't that? But he's not Mechayev too. If he wants to feel, that sense of accomplishment, so take some bleach or whatnot when you clean the floor, just give a shpun chazay, and put it under there. And then anyways, anything there, everybody say, it's matun of tzatz anyways. I'm only doing that to make your nerve and epistles more religious and feel firm. But it's matun of tzatz. If it's under there, it's matun of tzatz. If it's under there, there's not a full ragala under there. It's zikr, not shayach to get to whippeklau. Now, someone called me, right before I left, I was in the airport, someone called me, and they asked me, they heard a shir I gave, they heard me say something in Dalimit to what I'm saying right now. So they asked me, so then I decide I don't have to move the fridge. Now, I don't agree with that. You have to have seichel in this chazan. Sometimes this happened to me, that's why it was mamash siyata d'shmaya. You always wonder why sometimes bad things happen. Right on Erev Shabbos, a bottle of wine being taken out of the fridge, and it's smashed onto the floor, right by the fridge. What do you do? How do you clean that up? I'm not talking about Shabbos now. But what do you do? No mala mention. So you move the fridge. Move the fridge because you have to get out from underneath, etc. And it's a very common place, I think, that things spill. That's the fridge. That's the food home. Right? So, Mela, it's a common thing, I think, that on Pesach, it's very possible that something's going to spill and whatnot, and you're going to come to move the fridge. So you don't have what I just said anymore. It's not possible that it's a normal thing that a person's going to go there. It's a normal thing that there could be something which is somewhat edible. Okay, you could say, come on, if it's under the fridge already, I don't know, an Erev Pesach, you clean the floor 45 times, I'm not sure. I don't know if that would be included. Now, if I say everyone in this room is anyways moving the fridge and cleaning. But I'm just showing you the idea of where. Now, I'm going to say, I think so in a nutshell, that's cleaning for Pesach. Toys, Levita, it's very simple. Any toy that you're selling, right? Okay, so if you don't sell Chametz Gomer, if you don't sell Chametz Gomer, so then you take the toy, you look at it, you make sure, let's say you're selling this toy. Everyone knows it's a different toy. Some we sell, some we don't sell. So you look at the toy. The toy has anything on it, nothing on it that's visible and big and whatnot. So you take it, put it in the chametz garnish. Take 2 seconds it takes. Right? So a toy you're using, that you take it might have to clean a little bit better. Explain why. Any crumb that's in there, it's on the toy or whatnot, it's probably matun of ksas. That's not the ikar nekuda. But the kid is that you tell children, don't take the toy to the table. Right? So we know how long that's going to last for. It doesn't help. We know that in the middle of the Seder, in the middle of taking the toy's on the table, mamish, or whatnot, right? Anything that might come to the table, that gets me nervous. That's the other din of Bal Yamotzei. Now, you have to make sure. Now, if it was touched by any household cleaner or anything, for sure you're okay. Some people, they put it in the bath. And whatnot. Once it was in the bath, it's only whatever's there. It's certainly Metod of Sass. There's nothing to get stressed about. That goes with all these things, I think, are quite simple. So that's, again, a nutshell of the tzura of the cleaning. Anything, an oven, if you're using your oven for Pesach. So then, fine, most people I think over here are saimech on a self-cleaning oven, if I'm not mistaken. There's one thing I have an issue. Maybe you should ask your local Orthodox rabbanim. One issue I do have, my own self-cleaning oven has a glass door. Yeah. So, the minhag Ashkenazim is to not to kasher glass. This is a bit of a problem. I don't know exactly what the heter is. I know that there's some Rabbanim that they say different Heter. I heard a lot of the different Heter. So far, I've never heard one I like. Maisa, it's not such a big deal. You can still use your self-cleaning oven. You have to you clean whatever you do, the self-clean. And then you cover the glass part with silver foil. It's not so easy, I admit. It's not so easy. But you have to be Yehavidik. It's probably going to have to change the silver foil a couple of times during Pesach. But you're on top of it. You know, it's not easy. Everyone's asking me how to do it. You know, because, you know, it's not so easy with the silver. I thought, I don't know, but I have the same problem as you. Right, so the Mela, I'm going to figure out a way to do it, and that's the Gishmak on Erev Pesach. You can get the way, and then when it falls off in the middle of Pesach, I don't know if a president comes back, he has a heter, why the glass door is not a problem. I know there's different heterim that the Rabbanim say, but this is Pesach. I don't believe that 100 years ago in the shtetl, that heter would have gone bichlal. I don't believe it. Glass, we don't kasher. The Ashkenazim don't kasher glass. The Sephardim is a different story. But Ashkenazim don't kasher glass. I don't see why you should be saimach on self-cleaning oven, copy the glass, copy everything else, yeah. Now, I have another question. I'm going to ask this in the Torah's Manashtana, the Torah's question, I'll go upon him, think about it, find out. The rubber, by the oven, that, you know, that doesn't get kashered. That doesn't get kashered. And so you say, so what? So it doesn't get kashered. It's also not touching my food. And the bleeders aren't. So I don't know. I don't know. I watched food being taken out of the oven yesterday. And you know how it works like this. You take a tray, you move out the tray like this. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. And sometimes it sits there and you do whatever you do. I don't know, it looks like I'm doing some kind of magic potion over here. But you do something, they go like this. The steam is going like this. Where's the steam? I was watching the steam go straight onto the rubber. It was going like this, the steam is going. Okay, it's pretty hot because it's right in the oven. So you can't say the Zeya is at that point not yet Zeledis by anymore. I don't know. I wasn't thrilled about it. And then you're taking a stream of Zeya, which is being created, and it's a Nitzik. I was thinking, mitzad the chumr, the chametz, this is something to be considered about. No, I was nice today. I started out with lots of kulas. This one, I don't know. I am going to go home and be mechadish to my wife in new chumra, that somehow we have to take silver foil and cover around there also, because it doesn't get kashered. She's probably going to send me back here, and I'm looking for a place for me and my son for Pesach. Because my shvigar said they're not going to take me after she hears this one. But, you know, it's something to think about. I don't know a full teretz. I must admit, I don't know if full teretz is, but I'm sure that there are other Rabbanim that do know the answer. In the meantime, I'm covering it. Right? Good luck. Yeah, I don't know how. As you're asking?
How does it come down again?
Come again?
Why does it come
down? I mean, how's it going to come back out? Right? Yeah. It's just going to go in. Right? That's not so simple. Because, first of all, number one, some of the metzias, it's like it's in a little bit. So there's a lip. So once there's a lip already, so then it can create a nitzuk. Right? Now, I must admit, I'm admitting that what I'm saying now is a chumrah. I want you to know, in Pesach, but you know, in Pesach, the chumrah is an eskabel. It's a lot less of a chumrah than a lot of things we do. Rabbi, everyone in this room has separate dish towels for Pesach and separate tablecloths for Pesach. And I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, Bichal. The secret is you could use the same ones. Don't do it. No, I'm not telling you. The minhag is not to chas v'shalom, but that's a less chumrah, in my opinion. Once it was washed in a washing machine, that's it. It's gone. It's kosher l'Pesach. Don't do it. And don't tell them Kallah said to. And I would never let my wife. But Maisa, the idea is that I think, like I'm saying, I think the chumras on Pesach, they're niskapel taka. I don't know, so I think that this makes sense. You know, I'll give you another example. You know, you have in your house, it's not the countertops. Look, Rabbi said, most of us, we're not taking an Evan Malupin. I'm in the world of practical right now. I'm not in the world of we're not taking Evan Malupins. We're not doing it on our shayish. We're not doing it on the countertop. If it's a rented dira, maybe we'll do it because it's not ours. And then we'll ask afterward the Choshen Mishpat, right? But we're not taking an Evan Malupin. And everyone talks about this one guy who takes an iron and he does it with water. I don't know how to do it. Don't do it. And everyone knows, no, it's no problem. You can do it. Don't do it. Unless you know how to do it. Unless he comes to your house. So what are you going to do? So according to Mishnah Berurah, you didn't kasher your counter. So the minhag Yisrael is you clean it, you pour hot water on it. It didn't do much, the hot water, according to Mishnah Berurah, and you cover it. Like the rest of Klal Yisrael, it's not the only thing is interesting. I'm going to tell you two last things. The back, behind the countertop, a lot of people don't cover. A lot of people don't cover. They cover the countertop. The back over there, the whole year long, is being touched by chametz. I just think it's not oilal das people sometimes. You know, I'm saying it's a chumrah, because we don't, like, it's the same thing. I'm not sure if you have to mamish be chayshish out of sight, the steam is going there. But you know how it is, Rabbi Say, you take a count, you push it back, you push the pot back, and it's touching sometimes the wall, and it's bleeding. Now, if someone's going to call me on Pesach, I'm probably going to be mekel. Did you have it? Sorry?
You should cover
that, and you should cover under the countertops. Under the countertops. Rabbi Say, you have a pot over here, the steam is going up, the steam goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. These are problems. Those are real problems, in my opinion. I think that's a real problem. You have bleas the whole entire year going up there, going down. So what? There are certain chishbainis here that I'm not being fair with the oilam. By the time the steam gets to underneath the closet, it's true, it might not be Yatzel Lettuz Bayit. I admit that. It might not be Yatzel Lettuz Bayit at that point. It might not. But this is chometz. I don't know why this chumrah is less niskabel than the other chumras that we're doing. Okay, you know? A tabletop, bad sin, clean, it's covered. That's it. You don't have to do more than that. Nobody brings boiling hot pots and puts them on the table. My father hopes so, because my father has a furniture business. Right? But most people are not doing that. You clean the top, you clean it, you look at it, is it clean? Do you have to do bedikas chametz after on the tabletop? Rav Yashik told me it's not hakafis. There's nothing. Look at the you don't have to sit there and go like this at the table and look at it. The bedikas chametz is there's no chametz there. Right? You don't have to necessarily. You know how you do bedikas chametz? I'll end with this. It's important to know. Because our houses are burnt out from chametz and cleaned out from chametz. Right? So what do you have to do? You walk around like the garden of Shlomo Zalman did. Shlomo Zalman said, this place, you ask your wife, this place was cleaned out? This place was cleaned out? This straw of year was cleaned out? You know, every year I go through, we always find one thing. That guy gave it to this one to do. You know, Chavi the Chavi Yisla. So that's how you go through the Tigas Chametz. That's how you go without stress. And the Eibesha Helfen Taka, 9 o'clock. The Eibesha Helfen Taka designed, Achad Kosher V'Sameach.